This is Lancer Radio, streaming live at lancerradio.org, and this is Over Coffee with Dot Cannon. Drawing together in both senses of that phrase is exactly what's going to be happening on the PCC campus on Sunday, October 14th, because that is the day of San Gabriel Valley Pride's 2012 Pride Festival. And as part of all the great stuff that's going on, they're sponsoring a Big Draw LA event. In studio with me right now, San Gabriel Valley Pride board member and former president Aaron Sines. I hope that I remembered to say before that you were the former president. I don't believe I did. For that, I apologize. San Gabriel Valley Pride board member Daniel Howell and current San Gabriel Valley Pride president Mitch Brayman. And what I'd like to be sure and ask before we run out of time here is, how has the involvement been of local, let's say, political figures for your upcoming event?
They've gotten the message, and several they've been contacted, but several have already said, we will be there. And we will arrange, they'll look at their schedules and arrange. And we're going to space them out during the day so it's not 15 minutes of one speaker after another.
Daniel, can you give me any names yet, or do I kind of have to wait?
We better wait.
Okay.
It'll be a big surprise, but that is some big names.
Can you come back in October and tell me?
Yes.
Great. All right, with the closing minutes here, we barely said anything about your theme here, which is Road to Equality, and I'd like to know from each one of you what you would most like to accomplish. What would you like people to take away with them from this Pride Festival?
Ooh, looking at me. Okay.
I put you on the spot there, Mitch. I'm sorry.
No problem. Well, primarily, of course, a sense of community, the sense of I'm not alone, the sense of, wow, there are gay people who are not like the ones you see portrayed on television, movies, and things like that. The sense of, wow, I want to do more for the organization and for the community. And next year, I want to make this a bigger event. I want to move it out to the streets. We want to block off the street and have a real, this isn't a real festival, but a larger festival, to the point where people want to go to ours and forget about West Hollywood, forget about Long Beach, forget about Pomona. There's Pasadena.
Now, wait a minute. Forget about Long Beach. I'm going to give you a bad time here because I live in Long Beach.
Their festival. No, their festival. Their festival, which is actually the first one I ever went to many, many years ago. And it was probably what gave me the kickstart to participate in Pride festivals because I had such a good time. But again, those are so large and expensive.
You know, I'm just being mean here and teasing. No. Aaron, how about you?
Well, in accordance with the theme of Road to Equality and the recent announcements from our president and the NAACP, I think we're getting closer for own minorities to realize that when one of us is discriminated against, all of us are. I think it's an amazing time in our nation for that. And every day we take one step closer for people to realize that we're all equal and it's one nation, you know, and divided. Liberty for all.
Absolutely. Daniel, how about you?
I think one of the great things here is people can find that we are family and we are everywhere. And so people can, you know, talk to each other and learn more about the community and be very active in it.
And Mitch, I was giving you a really bad time there before you told me how you want to expand the Pride Festival in the future. What I'd like to know is the same question to you, Daniel, and also to Aaron. How would you like to see this grow in the next 5 years?
Well, I would like to see a parade. And just to, you know, have more people come, and especially families with children, because we're not discriminating about anybody whatsoever. And if children especially can learn to accept everybody, it makes a much better world.
Absolutely. How about you, Aaron?
Oh, I'd also love to see a parade. And gosh, it's been my baby for so long. I would definitely like to see it go into the streets and, you know, bring in more and more people and more board members.
I failed to ask what you have for the kids. Suppose somebody comes with a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old. What can they do?
Parents and Friends of Gays will be having a children's area with games and activities for the kids.
And we're working on getting a face painter.
Right.
Oh, how much fun is that?
And if you'd like to volunteer...
I don't dare say I can't draw because you're all going to tease me if I do that. But what I'll be doing is probably walking around and taking pictures and getting as much audio as is humanly possible without disturbing you.
Yeah. And one thing that you were saying as far as accepting, just to be able to be on a radio station, you know, in this day and age to talk about a lesbian, gay, transgender, bisexual type of event, I mean, right there just inroads that, you know, a decade ago might have been a lot more difficult to make.
A decade ago, we might have had to have locked the door, I'm sorry to say. What have I failed to cover? that any of you would really love to tell me about Pride 2012?
Well, this year, one of our board members is working on getting an author to, in collaboration with Vromans and the Lambda Literary Foundation. And so that's one thing we've been working on that would be a first time for the event. So we still don't know the author. We're still working on that, but it's going to be big.
This is going to be incredible, actually. And any final thoughts about how people can best support you? We already said we need artists. We already said you could use some donations. There's going to be a website. What else have I failed to cover?
You pretty much covered everything. Volunteers, just the physical being there, everything from setting up the tables and chairs and umbrellas, helping put out the tablecloths, the beautiful artwork and signage that we're going to have out. It takes bodies to do that, and we could really use the help.
Do you need donations of anything besides money?
Yes.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
can you use? Yeah.
We can use supplies and...
Oh, art supplies.
Art supplies and people who help spread the word.
So get the word out there. It sounds like you might need paints, anything of that nature.
And one more thing that is a part of our festival is what we've traditionally called Pride Talks, which are similar to TED Talks. We usually cover them all areas from financial planning to how to adopt a child. Last year, we had a lady from the City of Hope talk about the HIV vaccine that she was developing. So they're very interesting topics and are usually about 15, 20 minutes in length.
So very informational. Some of these could literally save someone's life. Thank you very much, all of you, for your time today. This has been great.
Thank you.
Yes.
You and I have been listening today to Aaron Sines, who's board member and former president of San Gabriel Valley Pride, and also to Mitch Brayman, who is their current president, and also to Daniel Howell, who is their most recent board member, and who will be all a part of the San Gabriel Valley Pride Festival happening October 14th, Sunday, here on the Pasadena City College campus. They're taking part in the Big Draw LA for the first time this year. Come on out and support them. Once again, the website. Let's give that new website that you have once again.
www.sgvpride.org.
Okay, and in addition to that, you had just set up a website?
Well, there's a website called Indiegogo, which is basically an online, I want to say, clearinghouse so that people can donate through it. And there's going to be a very long URL, so we'll actually have the link directly in our website.
So sgvpride.org. Let's keep this really easy.
Yes.
Once again, sgvpride.org. Aaron, Mitch, and Daniel, thank you all for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Lancer Radio. This is Over Coffee. Dot Cannon with you. Be sure you keep it right here on LancerRadio.org.